The Lake Erie Seaway Trail Center in Hamburg is hosting the Great Shipwrecks Traveling Exhibit. With us to talk a little bit more about it is Dave White. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, thanks, Dave. And first, before we get too far into this, shipwrecks in New York State. Just how prevalent has this occurred through history?
When you think about the development of our country, and you think about the wars that have been fought to get us to where we are, the maritime history and the shipping aspect of it was a major component. And again, you think back to those days, these are wooden ships, they're quickly built, many of them not able to sustain themselves during heavy storms and winds. So we have hundreds, if not thousands, of shipwrecks across New York waters because all of New York waters were involved in these skirmishes and trade as we grew the country. So when we talk about Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, Niagara River, St. Lawrence River, Lake George, Lake Champlain, Finger Lakes, because of the connectiveness and because of their role in building the trade and the economy of the United States, there's hundreds of them.
This exhibit that's out at the Lake Erie Seaway Trail Center, can you describe it for us? What will we see?
Yeah, what we've done is with our great partners at the Seaway Trail, at the Seaway Trail Center, our Lake Champlain Maritime Museum, and the Great New York State Fair, which is where the exhibit originally began, what we've done is taken and provided through a series of informative and interpretive panels information on over 12 shipwrecks that are across New York State. And they range from shipwrecks from the French and Indian War, Revolutionary War, War of 1812, and wrecks that were commerce wrecks of cargo ships and others that really began to tell the story of the history of New York and really the history of our country. We also have exhibitry that includes information about wrecks, about preserving them, about protecting them, and also why they went down. So it really gives folks a 360-degree look at shipwrecks. And to be right there at the Lake Erie Center where you can look out the window and, the storm that we had come through yesterday with the waves crashing right there really begins to give you a feel for when these, very delicate, if you will, ships that were, traversing our waterways, if they'd hit a storm like yesterday, it begins to answer the question really quickly, why did they go down?
Dave, you gave a talk last night called The Future of New York's Maritime History.
Well, the opportunity we have, and last night I talked about three new programs that are ongoing programs, one being the Dive the Seaway Trail, where we have a handful of wrecks and also geologic features that are identified for divers to go out and currently take advantage of. It's a pilot program to really begin to build that opportunity for folks to come and learn about our history, but also provide some economic growth to our communities that reside here along our lakes as well. The second program is a new program that's being developed called the Underwater Blue Way Trail, which is a statewide initiative to link all of our great bodies of water so folks can learn about, the history and those linkages, but also take advantage of learning more about it. Because as we do that and we learn more about them through the archaeological assessment, we're able to share more of that history as to why these ships went down, what was occurring at the time. And then the latest one is there are several areas in New York right now that are developing nominations for the National Marine Sanctuary Program, which would give these resources a higher look, if you will, but also provide additional resources for that identification, for that archaeological assessment, and even more growth and more learning to share with folks across New York. And again, when you think New York and our role in developing our country, that's where a lot of this information comes to light. And each one of these wrecks has its own story, whether it just was a recreational wreck that went down or something extremely significant, like the Land Tortoise that's in Lake George, which is the oldest intact warship in North America, or Benedict Arnold's gunboat, which is sitting upright with its mast still up in Lake Champlain.
When it comes to New York's maritime connection, a lot of it might be more focused on what happens around New York City. Is it overall, though, the New York State maritime connection, is it somewhat underappreciated?
I don't know if it's underappreciated, but because it's underwater, a lot of times it's hard to gain that information. And when we talk about the hundreds and thousands of shipwrecks that we have in upstate New York, and really the lion's share of it is about upstate New York as the country grew, it's a little more challenging to do it. So each time a wreck is found, and a lot of our colleagues that are wreck hunters that we have in New York, find a wreck a year, and they really spend a lot of time to make sure they identify the wreck correctly, but then also put the whole package together of the history of it, where it was built, what was on it, did we lose lives, what was the cargo, because all that's the history in that maritime history that's so rich and so deep.
Dave White, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Great to talk to you. Have a great day.